Welcome to Stepping Out of Babylon, produced by Sue Supriano. Babylon is everywhere. It's the isms and schisms not only within the system, but within ourselves. Let's unify, stand aligned, and step out of Babylon.
Everybody, my name's Sue Supriano, and I'm very happy today to be speaking with Dr. Carol Rosin. And she is going to be speaking about the movement against weaponization of space, and she is actually a founder of that movement, and very interestingly was the first woman executive of an aerospace company and was a spokesperson for the late Dr. Wernher von Braun, who's the father of rocketry. So this is an unexpected great gift to be able to speak to Dr. Carol Rosin. And you say, Carol, that you're just coming back out into the public. So let's just start there.
Thank you. Yes, I had resigned from the movement about 6 or 7 years ago when I thought it was hopeless to prevent the weaponization of space. You see now that it's an accelerated process. It's rapidly moving into the deployment of the further weaponization of space. But when I met Dr. Stephen Greer, who founded the Disclosure Project and agreed to be, because of the witnesses he put together, on his May 9th National Press Club press conference panel. And when I sat with those 22 other witnesses out of 100 that have already been taped, 300 ready to come forward with the truth about the UFO extraterrestrial culture connection, when I got how real that was, that these were unimpeachable witnesses, credentialed, these were not people whom I thought of with beanies on their heads that were making up stories. These were people who have worked directly with live extraterrestrial beings, dead beings, crashes of UFO craft, landings, and related weapon systems. I found that I had a real opportunity, we all do, to change the entire game now. A lot of us have been working on a lot of issues, important issues, poverty, hunger, health, the environmental issues. And here I find, after tracking the space-based weapons issue for nearly 30 years, the connection to all of these issues, how we can solve these problems by transforming the entire war industry and that mentality that affects, that touches every one of these other issues that we care about, from the children to the elderly to the animals. We have a real opportunity now to transform that war industry and war mindset into a space industry, a cosmic spiritual consciousness that is reality-based. It's based on 100% total truth with no speculation. And there is absolutely no choice now for anyone who's conscious to do anything other than connect to this UFO issue. I'm really surprised to actually be saying those words. In my own Institute for Security and Cooperation in Outer Space, which I shut down after starting the movement to keep weapons out of space, I'm actually shocked to hear myself say the words UFOs and ETs, to tell you the truth. I didn't even hire anyone in my institute that had that hobby because of the ridicule factor. It's very difficult to discern what's true. There's so many belief systems and so many spins on the truth that are based on our fear-based set of standards and systems that were taught from early childhood, that now I see the light. I literally see the light. It is possible to transform it, and we only have a few months in which to do it.
Well, changing people's minds about things is not that that easy. That's for sure. I mean, as I notice my own, like, oh, yeah, right, you know, and I'm not even half of as much of a non-believer as probably the average person. So I can't, it's hard to imagine changing the minds of military people or even the average American. I don't know, or the average American. I mean, we're talking about a bigger issue than even just the United States here, although that we certainly, the United States is certainly the superpower of them all.
Well, you certainly have hit on the button problem, if it is a problem. Actually, what I'm finding, though, is I've tried this out now for about a year, trying out showing the video from the Disclosure Project, which people can get, by the way, from www.disclosureproject.org. It is excellent. Everyone should have, if you never buy another video, this one. It is witnesses right on the screen telling the truth, unimpeachable, mature people, and it will blow you away. So I tried it out on my own husband, who is a very grounded man, about 69. I think I was about ready to divorce him a few months ago because I thought we were going to go in totally different paths. He is so depressed about the world situation. He was apathetic, takes on a new meaning. Depressed takes on a new meaning. He was not going to activate. He's an actor. He could be using his celebrity. He wasn't going to do it anymore because he was convinced there was no way to change the minds of, pardon the expression, man. And he saw the video and called me after viewing the video and said, oh my God, we have got to all get together and do this. No matter what your belief system is, these people, he said, from an actor's point of view, are telling the truth. He looks into people's eyes all the time on the stage, on the screen, and you know whether someone's home or thinking about their shopping list, as he says. These people are there, they're telling the truth. And as he said, if only one of them is telling the truth, or one out of the tens of thousands of reports, this is a true phenomena. But what does it mean to us is where the educational process comes in. I've learned that you can't convince anybody. You absolutely can't convince anyone. You can educate people who are educable. They have to be willing to be educated. And so I say to people, are you open to seeing this video, to looking at this book Disclosure, to listening to what these people are saying? Very few people are hesitant to say that they're not open. They want to say they're open, so that's a little trick. Are you open to just looking at this video for a couple of hours? Most people I found will do it. I've even had the former head of the Star Wars program, Military Space Planners, showed up at my house the night before I left for the May 9th press conference to look at the video. He did not want to be known as not being open to looking at it. And I have since had many dialogues with him, other military people. I've been to the United Nations, met with a lot of people there who would be more naturally sympathetic, who are now willing to work on in their legal department a world treaty to ban space-based weapons. I've talked with a lot of congresspeople and senators who are now willing to look at the possibility of creating a real legislation. They're working on the drafts to ban space-based weapons and to call for the hearings for disclosure of the truth. Mm-hmm. So people are educable. They are willing. And one of the greatest advantages we have right now, sad to say, is the terrible danger that we're all in on this planet from any one of a number of natural or man-made disasters, potential and urgent problems that we're dealing with right now that are going to literally obliterate the human species. It's already working up the chain of life with other animals. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hints are all there. And yet, we have on-the-shelf technology that's been reverse-engineered from these crashed craft. Some of these witnesses talk about it, that can solve, this exists, the global warming problem, the energy crisis, the pollution problem, not to mention what we're going to learn about the human physical body, consciousness, the mind, how we heal, how we communicate, advanced forms of educating and communicating with people. It gives me chills to even talk about what's available to us. But we're not going to get a disclosure of the truth. We never have, and we've never changed the game, no matter how hard we've worked on all these important issues, until we get a literal lid put on the arms race. And when is the time that can happen? Right now. We have world leaders, the Chinese, the Russians are ready. They have announced to sign a verifiable treaty to ban weapons from space, call these leaders of China and Russia, fax them, write letters, and say that you support them holding that position. There are other leaders around the world. Only the allies so far have been tempted, but the temptation from our current administration in this U.S. is going out. They're extending to these countries offers to try to tempt them into working on this anti-ballistic missile defense system. It is so stupid, stupid. It's a dumb, dangerous, destabilizing, too costly, unnecessary, untestable. Of course, they're testing it, making it sound like the tests are great and they work, but of course, it's not a war situation with thousands of decoys. Give me a break. It's not testable. It's undesirable, and there are alternative paths that will not dislocate the jobs. In fact, it'll create more jobs than ever before, what we're proposing here. during any hot or cold war time. More training programs and educational programs will come out of this than ever before. We're talking about an economic stimulation of a new kind of marketplace, but with products and services that can be applied directly to solving the Earth's problems and human and environmental animal problems. We're going to have a new kind of security system, and this is all going to emerge based on cooperative space ventures. And we're going to have a new security system, economic system that is feasible socially, politically, technologically, economically. We have absolutely no reason to do anything other than to change the game right now. Mm-hmm. We just have to get educated like we did about nuclear weapons. Now let's get positive and look at the space program, which a lot of people have rejected. It sounds like yet another boondoggle. It isn't. It is in the direction it's going. But imagine, we're going into space. We're already there, whether we like it or not. So we're either going to build hundreds of battle stations with thousands of weapons pointed down all our throats and out into space to these non-hostile cultures. After all, we are still here after thousands of years, decades of secrets here in this country of UFO ET contact from other civilizations. They are not hostile. We are still here. They've displayed what they're capable of doing, shutting down missile silos, missiles in their silos, and missiles in the air. They haven't hurt anybody. They have done some experimenting. They, in fact, are still not hostile. It's not any more than we've done experimenting with other humans and other animals. So these are not hostile beings. And we have a very short amount of time in which to get this ban on space-based weapons and to get the truth disclosed. And that's what this disclosure project is about that brought me out.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what's been the coverage in the corporate media about this. And I just got to say, Carol Rosen, that as I hear about this, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, you know. But it's so overwhelming. I mean, it just takes this kind of new information. This takes a while to integrate. And I'm acting like, oh, well, you know, it's just like a regular interview. But basically, the impact of what you're saying is really very deep. And I guess we just have to repeat it a lot of times, and people will get used to it as they hear more about it. And I'm always saying, well, you know, I'm like your husband, kind of. Only I haven't withdrawn yet because I say, well, I'm very cynical about anything positive, and I say that, well, there's always hope until there isn't, and it will take a miracle for us all to survive, because as you say, there's so many species going out of existence all the time. I mean, way more than are supposed to be naturally. And miracles happen all the time, in fact.
Well, I think the miracle has happened. And that's, to me, what this is about. If my own husband will turn around, if I can get the former head of military space planners to turn around, if I can get some top military people to start looking at this, intelligence people, military, government are coming forward in this disclosure because they're seeing that it's being done in a very mature, conservative way. We're not, even though some of us have had live experiences with extraterrestrial beings going public with any of that yet. Some of that will come in later disclosures. This is happening in phases, so that at first the documented evidence is being shown. Now, this has been shown again before. There's been plenty of evidence out there. It's gotten mixed up, unfortunately, however, with the spin, the misinformation, disinformation, because there are a lot of heavy-duty vested interests. Imagine, we're going to have free energy. Well, oil companies, who did we get elected? I mean, we have a deeply embedded secret going on here. However, you can't keep the secret anymore. It's out of the bag. It's out there now. And as you said, it's got to be repetitive. As I hear you speak, I'm going to have to write another book and just quickly explain so I can force multiply my own information from my experience, having been in the aerospace industry, a space and missile defense consultant, working with this incredible scientist, the father of rocketry, who worked under the Nazi administration and then spent the last years of his life trying to tell people how this space technology can be used to solve problems of humanity and the environment, and that's what it was always supposed to be about. I mean, I've got pictures of myself hugging an A-10 bomber airplane in a magazine. It doesn't mean that we're working on the MX missile, which I did. It doesn't mean that we're weapons lovers. Those of us who've been in the industry, many of us are ready to go public and are ready. The 300 witnesses that are in the background in this very disclosure project are just waiting for Congress and Senate to hold hearings so that they can become receive immunity from their security clearances. Others of us have not cared about that. If our lives have been threatened, if our jobs have been threatened, we're just saying, well, we've just got children and grandchildren we need to deal with, and, you know, I'm 57 years old. I've had a great life. If they want to run me off the road like they did Karen Silkwood, fine. But they're not going to, because we have no sense of paranoia. In fact, we've all got a pretty good sense of humor about this. Daniel Sheehan is one of our lawyers who was Karen Silkwood's lawyer. Broke open, as you know, the Iran-Contra story, and the many of you up here in the San Francisco area know about him. You know, the Pentagon Papers. He's great. There are several lawyers involved in this, and they've all said the more public you go, the more protected you are, of course. So
Have people been getting death threats?
Not since the May 9th press conference. A few of us have heard words. We have been visited. In my case, someone said to me, there are a lot of people, Carol, who would like to have you evaporated for going public again, for reemerging. And you can't take these seriously at this point. That's just part of the old game. In fact, it's kind of comical. I just want to hug these people, and I tend to do that. And it works, or it doesn't. But nowadays we've learned that you can get a divorce without beating each other up. You can leave people if they aren't educable. If they're too negative around you, then you just keep moving, even if they're members of your family or friends, until we get this done, because we only have a few months in which to work this issue. And it's a beautiful vision that we've all got pieces of. And when you listen to this story about putting a lid on the arms race and then imagining what you could do in space, and you have to focus on that. That means peace on Earth, too. It's not just evolving ourselves into space. It's not such a huge story, really. But we do have to learn about it. It is a bit of a process, but it's a very simple action plan that we're putting on, and I'm going to work on, too, with the Disclosure Project on that website, and people can contact me through the Disclosure Project website, disclosureproject.org, or at my own email address, which is my last name, Rosin, R-O-S-I-N, at west.net. And I will communicate back with specific assignments, an action plan, what we can do, and it's very simple.
And I still don't know, has the corporate media been covering this? Mm. Is this out?
It's interesting. I just, as I said, participated in this May 9th National Press Club. You can watch the Press Club conference live taped on that disclosureproject.org website. It was the largest press conference ever there. The second largest was Reagan's back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. It had 250,000 people log on live, the largest since Monica Lewinsky's, which only had 20 or 25,000, 250,000 people, now a couple of million. And it received very little mainstream press, but then who owns the mainstream press? So to be expected. However, I have been, Dr. Greer has been, some of the other witnesses have been doing nonstop interviews like we're doing with you, Susan. And we have to count on the listeners of your program in this area to call your congressman, write letters, do not email. They get deleted like you never have before. There are sample letters on the website, and I've got some at home. We have to now get this out throughout the country and call on our international friends. And this is what, if you know people in other countries, ask them to do the same. Write letters, call their nation state leaders, and ask them to contact our administration and our Congress to tell them that you want a worldwide treaty on space-based weapons ban, you want legislation to ban space-based weapons now, and you want the truth to be disclosed about, and bite it, because it's real, UFOs and extraterrestrial cultures, the hidden information and hearings on the technology that's been hidden from us that can solve our problems on this planet.
Well, this is being heard sometimes on shortwave, so there will be international people hearing this. Now, what is the situation? Why do you say we only have a few months to do it? And you might have even said this, and I'm just in overwhelm here, but I always figured that's true for me. It must be true for the listeners, too.
Thank you. If you're reading the papers, watching TV, listening to the radio news, you are seeing only the scratching of the surface of what's going on behind the scenes of the acceleration of the space-based weapons program. Right now, when you look up, you see stars and clouds and sky and a few satellites floating around. You see the International Space Station being built, which is a really great example of how we cooperate in space and consciousness changes. Former potential adversaries hug in the environment of the cosmos. But what you're about to see...
Excuse me, I want to say, Sue, I've just been hearing about these chemtrails. I don't know if you want to say anything about that, but I don't want to too much interrupt your train of thought.
Well, yeah, no, it's okay. I don't want to deal with the dangers right now because there are too many positives. You know, if we get sucked into the nuclear, the chemtrails, the beams, electromagnetic pulses, all of that, that all exists. We've all been dealing with those for years, however. What we have now is a chance to focus on something new that's real that can change it. To me, okay, we know all of that's real. It's great to be educated about it. Keep those educational processes in the works so that we spread the word about what the dangers are right now. But there are still people who are going to eat animals, sugar, drink alcohol, do whatever they're doing to destroy their bodies. I mean, it's hard for me to give up my candy bars, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's hard for me to give up my cell phone.
Yes,
I'm about
and
to
the
do.
Cell phone, yes, and we should not have those in our ears, and we all know it. And we forget to put our earphones in and put the phone far away from us. And these things are, you know, cell dividers, and we have to be very careful on our planet. But if we're going to change something, we have to work on the change. And that's the what you asked was about the accelerated process in the media. The media has not covered this. They are starting to, but they have not covered it anywhere near to the extent that they should be. We must all start writing op-ed pieces and use the language that's been developed on the Disclosure Project so we're all on the same page. Very important that we don't sound like a bunch of flakes coming out there halfway educated. Get educated. If you have any fears or paranoia, the ETs are not hostile. Period. Know that. If you have any question about it, call me, and we'll go into that too. But know that we're not opposing the militarization of space. Space is already militarized. 3/4 of the satellites up and more are of a military nature, but they're doing good things for us. Communication, intelligence sharing, data sharing. Satellites are good things. They see where the sick waters are and show us where we can distribute food and build aqueducts into remote regions and set up communication centers. Those are good things.
And that's militarization, you said?
Militarization of space has already occurred because 3/4 of what's up there is of a military nature. You can't even launch anything into space without the help of a military base. So it is. But we can oppose the weaponization of space. Of course, we don't want everything to be militarized in the language and in the sense that we know the militarization to be. Of course, we don't want that. But now we know the military is not going to disappear. We know that industries, corporations, profit mode is not going to disappear. So let's just take that language. I testified before the Congress back in the early 80s with a paper in my hand that was taken away from me because I was told that they weren't sure whether I wrote it or the Heritage Foundation or High Frontier Organization wrote it, which is what I said, since it had HF in the corner. I wouldn't have even known how to write such a paper. And it said in this paper that I tried to get presented and included in the congressional record that was rejected. I have it if anybody wants it. And it's in a book called Strategic Deception. I just released it in a book by a man named Gordon Mitchell from Pittsburgh University. That these people who do the spin, the PR people for the military-industrial complex, quote, will steal the language of the arms control community, quote, regardless of the merits or non-merits of a system. And they will mirror what what they think we're saying and wanting to do into our language. How about the MX Peacekeeper, for example, the missile? And it goes on and on. They list the groups that they're going to hit to try to educate about why we need something like a nuclear freeze, which they knew we would never get as long as we were aiming to put weapons in space and evolve the nuclear industry into space. So even a lot of support went into the nuclear freeze because the military-industrial complex knew that we'd never get a nuclear freeze. We were never going to get a comprehensive test ban, not until we put a lid on the arms race. It's just not going to happen. We were always going to break the ABM treaty, we being in the United States administration. I believe, having talked with people in almost 200 countries now, that is the United States administration, unfortunately. And I love this country, blah, blah, blah. I didn't get hired in the defense industry as the first woman because I was a peacenik standing on a launch pad with my poster. I mean, I just, it wasn't me. I might do that now, but I think there are more valuable things that we can do depending on what level on which we want to work. We should have a protest going actually on all levels of society, and we may have to resort to civil disobedience on this issue if we can't get the leaders to pay attention. I don't think we'll have to. I hope we don't have to.
Well, and some of the testimony you have is from those people who are so high up, they seems like they could put pressure on their friends.
Well, yes. And in fact, what happened is the reason that a lot of them didn't go public before this was because they would either never be able to work again, they would have been ridiculed to the hilt. And these are people that, I have to tell you, after the press conference, there were three of these grown men that just burst out into tears in the back room. The tension, the stress was so dynamic and so powerful. But they went public because they felt safety in numbers. So they were not able to make a dent within the complex themselves. They need the people. We are a people world. We must learn about this now. We must immediately demand an end to space-based weaponry and this ballistic missile defense thing, and in the same breath, the transformation of the war industry into a space industry, which, by the way, is already happening. It's happened. We're the largest research and development program in recorded history is going into space. It is research and development of the exploration and development of the space frontier, near term and far into the universes. We can't stop it. The research is the largest program in history. The momentum is out there. It's over. We should have stopped it back in the 30s if we really wanted to. And why should we? We're explorers, we people. We're explorers of inner space and outer space. That's what we are. We're trying to see who we are in these bodies and where we came from and what this is and where are we going to learn it. We've been contacted by extraterrestrial beings. And that's the truth. So now it is really, really important for all of us to call for the ban on space-based weapons while we have a chance, and the disclosure of the truth about the UFO ET phenomena and the technology that needs to be released, and build a cooperative space military, civil, and commercial space program, which already exists, so it's not hard to do. Continue, boys and girls, doing your R&D program, but let us put a lid on the arms race and build a system that will benefit everybody in the world. And that's what's possible right now. We just have to all get to this U.S. administration, not let them do it, and build the reality we want with or without them.
And what's going to happen in a couple months? I'm still not real clear about that.
Within the next few months, this administration has promised to start to deploy space-based weapon systems. Of course, from what we hear from these witnesses, they've already done some of that, but the ETs have neutralized these systems. They have shown that they won't inevitably allow it. I wish they had shut down this last Vandenberg test that took place, but they didn't. So who knows what they're doing? We just know that it's very clear that the ETs do not want us to take our hostile, negative, aggressive energy into space with our toxins, our weapons. That's pretty clear. And we know that we're still here. They haven't hurt us. Don't let anyone tell you that these are evil extraterrestrial beings. That's the spin our minds have put on this. No matter what our experiences, whether they were good or bad, there was reason. We have to use our human reason now. We have to use our highest spirituality, really get into our highest spirituality, and know that all over this planet, we are not enemies on this planet. And a lot of us know what that love and light thing means, even those of us who come out of the military-industrial complex. So call on the people in the complex and say, what else could you do with a laser instead of building a laser weapon?
Thank you so very much, Dr. Carol Rosen. And Carol Rosen herself was a first woman executive in the aerospace company. And my name's Sue Supriano.